Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Tomorrow in Pittsburgh, the Steelers will host the AFC Championship game against the Jets, whose sportsmanship, professionalism, and respect for opponents has been delighting sports fans ever since Monday. In Sunday's early game, the Packers will meet the Bears for all the NFC marbles. Green Bay and Chicago have met 181 times over the last 8 decades. During those games, opponents have exchanged many pleasantries, inquired as to the welfare of spouses, and made plans to get together for a nice meal. Now, these teams loathe each other, always have. Here to discuss the various ways in which that has been demonstrated is Cliff Crystal, co-author of Mud Baths and Blood Baths, the inside story of the Bears-Packers rivalry. Cliff, welcome to Only a Game.
My pleasure.
For those of our listeners who don't know much about the ongoing hostility between the Bears and the Packers, what's the best way to begin to describe that rivalry?
Well, they started playing in 1921, which was basically the second year of the NFL, and they've never liked each other much. There's been a few more hostile periods than others. There was a period of time in the 1940s and again in the 1980s where, the games were more like Pier 6 brawls. There was a game in 1946, for example, when Packers had an end by the name of Carl Mullinaw. He was hit by John Schickel of the Bears, and Packers and even some Bears claimed it was a vicious cheap shot. And the injury, Mullinaw's injuries were so gruesome that rumors circulated around Green Bay that after he'd been carried off the field into the hospital that he had died there. He had suffered like 5 dislocated vertebrae, a concussion, a broken nose, facial cuts, 3 broken teeth, and he never played again.
Oh, my gosh. For all the hype about the rivalry, Chicago and Green Bay have met only once in the postseason. Seems remarkable. That was in 1941 when Chicago beat Green Bay in the divisional playoffs on their way to the NFL championship. I wonder, does the fact that the rivalry has grown largely out of regular season games underscore its intensity?
I don't think so. There's 2 explanations for why they haven't met in the postseason. One is they were in the same division, and until 1967, there were no playoffs. There was just a championship game. Mm-hmm. So the winner of the division, their conference, played in the championship game, and the Bears and Packers often fought it out for that honor. Then starting in 67, it just so happened that whenever the Packers were good, the Bears weren't very good, and vice versa.
The divisional game in 1941 was held just days after Pearl Harbor. I would suggest that perhaps in the national interest, they should have waited to play that game, but that's not how the Packers and Bears have done things, I guess.
No, and the season went on. I mean, they were at the tail end of the NFL season at that time. Actually, the Packers had finished their season a week earlier and clinched their share of the title. On December 7th, 41, the Bears had to play the Cardinals, and the Bears had to win to clinch their share of the tie. Curly Lambeau took all 30 of his players down to Comiskey Park, and they were sitting in the upper deck when the announcement was made about the bombing at Pearl Harbor, and all those players knew they were going to war. And they more or less just crushed the Packers. And then they went on to win the NFL title. The interesting story is that the Bear-Packer game was bigger than the NFL championship.
There's no way to describe all the heated moments over the course of this 80-year rivalry, but does one particular moment stick out for you?
You know, the Packers were given no chance after a miserable exhibition season, and they faced the Bears in the opener. I believe it was 1980. And Chester Markle, bespectacled kicker, had a field goal attempt blocked in overtime, and the ball just happened to bounce into his arms, and he carried it like a loaf of bread into the end zone. The Packers upset the Bears, and the Bears were a much better team, and they turned around, and when they played the rematch in Chicago, they beat the Packers 61-7. And Dan Hampton said after the game, "We wanted to score 100. To rub it in their noses." So that kind of gives you an idea about how much these teams like each other. One of my favorite stories was a game in 1945. The Bears had a player named Lee Arto, who was regarded as one of the dirtiest in the league. And he had taken a cheap shot against one of the Packers in the opener. And so the Packers were out to get him in the rematch in Chicago. And a guy by the name of Ken Kuiper nailed Arto in his face. And again, it was just a gruesome injury. He broke his nose, his upper and lower jaws, knocked out 11 teeth. You know, that's one of my favorite stories, at least to read about.
How has the rivalry influenced fan behavior?
You know, the fans got into it from the very start. I mean, the Packers' old lumberjack band, you know, guys dressed in Mackinaws and deer hunting clothing would go down to Chicago and march through the streets. I mean, they started doing that in the 1920s, 1930s and 40s bars, and the two cities would run special trains back and forth. And it's always been a huge rivalry to the fans. It's lost some of its intensity, though, because there haven't been that many big games in recent years. But, you know, this game has, stirred the passions again.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot, Cliff, because that's what we do on this program. With a trip to the Super Bowl on the line, who wins the 182nd meeting of the Packers and the Bears?
Well, I think the Packers have the better team. The Bears are at home. I guess I'd have to pick the Packers because I think their talent's a little stronger and they have a better quarterback. But I think it'll be an extremely close game. And I think if it lives up to everything people expect, that it will be considered the greatest game in the 182-year rivalry. It's certainly the biggest since 1963 when the Bears and Packers had a showdown for the conference championship, the Dallas Bears and the Lombardi Packers. And the Bears won that one.
Cliff Crystal is co-author of Mud Baths and Blood Baths, the inside story of the Bears-Packers rivalry. It's published by Prairie Oak Press. Cliff, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me.